2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Source for critical breaking news, weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app. Brought to you by NA Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. We are KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
It is 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon, KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
As we wait to find out the motive for a shocking murder this weekend, we're hearing from a woman who met the suspect before.
Police say it was a Tinder date. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our live team coverage. Mary?
Amanda, Layton police say Ethan Hunsaker called them to report killing Ashlyn Black. He says he did not know her, but just met her on the Tinder dating app. Last night, her family issued a statement saying a monster took away the life of their girl in a crime as senseless as it was evil. Now, Autumn Daly tells KSL that could have been her. She says she met Hunsaker at work and he started bombarding her with text messages to meet up.
He had mentioned that he just feels like he has no one to talk to and he doesn't have any friends, and that's kind of why he was reaching out to me so often.
Daly says she is heartbroken for the victim's family and cannot imagine what they're going through. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Victims' rights groups are asking people not to shame the victim in this case. Our live team coverage continues with KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce.
Layton police say 25-year-old Ashlyn Black was stabbed to death early Sunday morning at the home of Ethan Hunsaker, a man she had met just a few hours before on Tinder and who's now been arrested. But Utah Domestic Violence Coalition spokesperson Liz Solis told KSL TV she's concerned that some people are blaming Ashlyn for what happened.
How the victim met the perpetrator, or where or when the decision to commit the violent acts was that of the perpetrator.
She says victim shaming is not new. It happened after University of Utah student Mackenzie Lewick was killed last year. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
We're following a developing story on Mount Tippinogas, where a stranded hiker is expecting to get rescued this morning. The Utah County Sheriff's Office says the 18-year-old Washington State man was trapped last night, but they couldn't get him out. Instead, they dropped off supplies and told him to spend the night. Rescuers were also busy at Stewart Falls, just above Sundance yesterday. They got three different unrelated calls for help, and each one required medical attention.
South Jordan police are sorting out what happened after three men who were supposed to be helping friends move instead got into fights and all three were stabbed. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas has more.
South Jordan police say three men who were helping friends move out of a house on Hillstone Drive late Sunday got into a couple of fights. A 41-year-old man was hurt badly enough to be flown to the hospital in critical condition. Another, 23 years old, had injuries police didn't consider life-threatening. The third man was also stabbed in the back, treated at a hospital, and then taken to jail. Andrew Russell is facing charges of aggravated assault and possession of a weapon by a restricted person. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
A healthy reminder as coronavirus restrictions ease. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, the head of emergency health at the World Health Organization urges caution as countries begin to drop coronavirus restrictions.
The disease can jump up at any time. We cannot make assumptions.
Dr. Michael Ryan says a second wave could pop up in localized areas at any time. Throngs of people who partied in Missouri's Lake of the Ozarks over the holiday weekend are urged to self-quarantine. No known infected people were there, but the crowds are packed together, with the mayor saying,
"This is not the kind of image that I think we want to be projecting."
The nation's beaches were also packed with little social distancing. Maryland-based biotech company Novavax begins human trials of their coronavirus vaccine candidate in Australia. 131 volunteers to be injected in the first trial, which determines the safety of that vaccine. Results expected in July. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. And President Trump's trip to Florida tomorrow is in question. He's set to watch American astronauts fly the SpaceX rocket to the International Space Station for the first time and told reporters last week,
"I hope you're all going to join me. I'd like to put you in the rocket and get rid of you for a while.
But the forecast calls for storms. The launch could be delayed until Saturday. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Fire managers will give a preview today of what they expect heading into Utah's wildfire season. We've had a dry spring, so above average wildfire activity is expected. We've already had several break out. Fire managers plan to discuss the forecast and how we can do our part to limit fires and stay safe this summer.
A new law capping the price on insulin in Utah will go into effect 7 months sooner than expected. House Bill 207 will go into effect on June 1st. Insurance companies will need to provide their own low or no-cost insulin plan for customers, or they will be held to a $30 cap. For those without insurance, they'll be charged the price for the public employee's health plan, which is about a 60% discount, meaning that a $350 vial of insulin would cost about $100.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman. If temperatures are any indication, summer has arrived in the Beehive State.
We are looking at a big heat wave. Now, all of a sudden, we're going to start thinking about excessive heat and what to do when it gets into the thick of summer, because we've got that thick of summer type weather coming our way a little early this year. In fact, by Thursday and Friday, we're going to reach the mid and maybe even the upper 90s as early as Saturday.
Grant says right now it looks like we could have record high temperatures on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And while it will be hot here along the Wasatch Front in St. George, they're expecting triple-digit temperatures 5 of the next 7 days.
First look traffic on the 7 o'clock report, and here is Heather Kelly.
Well, things are pretty smooth sailing right now. We have had a couple of fender benders. Most of them are cleared out right now. And the street with the most congestion is 5600 West. That's heading north between Parkway Boulevard and the 201 freeway. Alta Bank is Utah's largest community bank. Join them each Friday here on KSL for Alta Banking, weekly business talk geared toward elevating your financial future. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 7 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time is 7:06.
KSL's top stories on the coronavirus.
In state after state, there are no more excuses for not working out.
This is Jim Ryan. Health clubs and gyms are starting to reopen, at least in a few places. But as you get back into an exercise routine,
wash and disinfect anytime you touch something somebody else has touched.
Dallas physician Dr. David Winter suggests bringing your own towel, hand sanitizer, and disinfecting wipes to the health club. He also recommends wearing a mask, even during your workout.
Keep those rules in mind, and gyms should be safe.
Jim Ryan, ABC News.
People who attended a rally in San Francisco yesterday called on churches, mosques, and synagogues to remain closed.
The scientists say.
Yes, sir.
The doctors say.
Yes, sir.
Sensible people say.
Yes, sir.
Stay out of church.
Yes, sir.
Until the way is safe and clear.
Yes, sir. Come on, give them a hand. Yes, sir.
Another person said they feared the religious community was being misled for political purposes.
In New Jersey, protesters walked down the shuttered boardwalk at Point Pleasant Beach pushing for reopening. This gym owner was shut down after reopening in defiance of the governor's order.
We were just told to sit and wait and sit and wait, but when our bills are due and our families are hungry and our livelihood is on the line and we're 3 months into it, sitting and waiting is no longer an option.
New Jersey state lawmakers from both sides of the aisle participated in that protest yesterday.
Here in Utah, even nice weather couldn't keep people away from stores this holiday weekend, with many stores expanding hours or reopening for the first time in weeks. KSL-TV's Ashley Kewish has an in-depth report from Fashion Place.
On a day when barbecues are usually more common than shopping bags, malls in the Salt Lake Valley were packed.
It's just been forever. I've been dying to go to the mall. It's been since, like, February.
Take a look at Fashion Place Mall exactly 2 months ago today. Basically a ghost town. And now Utah shoppers are itching to come back. For some, it seems like the two-month shopping drought was almost too much to bear.
Oh, I just can't wait to look at the shoes, and I need new shirts and new pants.
But if you do decide to head to the mall, expect for things to be a little different.
What? They have a line? That's crazy.
To encourage social distancing, stores like Lululemon had a wait time of about an hour.
It is really hard, though, to stay away from people in the stores. That's one thing we noticed.
Also, some stores won't allow you to try on clothes just yet.
Oh, really? Is that like all the stores or just some of them?
Not all of them. clothes that are tried on in store and then not bought head into closet quarantine for a couple of days.
I guess it's good, although, you know, everybody's got their hands on the clothes anyway. So I'm not sure how much good the quarantining does.
Whatever your reason for returning to the mall is,
I was looking for some sandals.
Just know things will look differently than you may remember.
It's kind of weird. It's definitely kind of a shock. Not something I'm used to.
I'm just looking forward to seeing the shoes. People have been missing that window shopping anyway. And it doesn't sound like they're actually cleaning the stuff off the rack. They will just put it into quarantine for a couple of days.
I think some of the department stores, according to that report we had the other day, are cleaning them. I'm not sure if all stores are doing that, but was it Macy's? I can't remember which department store it was that are cleaning them.
What does that do to new clothes if it's handled 15 or 20 times by people and it then is cleaned 20 times before it's sold?
I wonder what kind of cleaning it is. Maybe it's a certain kind of cleaning that doesn't...
I don't know.
I'm not in that business. I don't know.
Some people getting back to normal here. 709, let's see how the roads are doing out there. Triple Team Traffic, sponsored by Mountain America's Visa Bonus on groceries and dining. For that, we go to Heather Kelly.
Well, not a whole lot of traffic on the roadways right now. Nobody's rushing to the stores yet. Right now, you'll be at freeway speeds northbound I-15 from the point of the mountain to downtown Salt Lake. And no delays on the west side belt or the 201 freeway. Eric?
I-15 looks sharp in Utah County. Normal travel times from Santa Quinn Payson all the way up to Lehigh and Point of the Mountain. Redwood Road also in good shape for Saratoga Springs drivers heading north to 2100 North or to the Port of Rockwell turnoff. Jared?
Eric, same story up here. Davis and Weber County drivers are looking at a great commute. Ogden all the way down into Salt Lake. No delays as you go from Ogden all the way towards Brigham. 84, 89, and Legacy all in great shape. Any hour services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air. If you've been putting off repair or maintenance projects around the house, well, then they can help. Google Any Hour Services or visit anyhourservices.com. I'm Jared Auger in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And Grant is back now with the hourly forecast on the 7 o'clock report.
We start on the cool side, 50s at 7 a.m. with the mostly clear skies. Gets up to the high 70s at noon and lots of sunshine. 84 degrees or so at 4 and mostly sunny. Backs down to the high 70s to near 80 at 7 p.m. There's your hourly forecast. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
As we used to say when the speed limit was 55 on the road, we got double nickels out there, 55 degrees.
Coming up in a moment, the latest on the NBA negotiations for some kind of a season or postseason. We'll have more on that just ahead on KSL News Radio.
A marathon live graduation ceremony is happening today in Magna. KSL News Radio's Todd Fuchs says it involved math.
8-hour period, and we had two stages. That's really 16 hours. And if we had all of the graduates sign up, we would need every 2 minutes.
That's Shanae Henson, graduation chair at Cypress High in Magna. Starting at 11 today at the school's two campuses, graduating seniors will walk across a stage solo, their parents watching and filming. They've been budgeted for about 2 minutes each. There won't be a handshake from the principal, but there will be hand clapping.
All times there should be 5 teachers in there, and they'll get to applaud, and then a few of us on the graduation committee.
Henson says about 300 seniors will be walking. Todd Fuchs, KSL News Radio.
The Salt Lake County Library System will start curbside delivery today. You place materials on hold, then reserve a pickup time. The library director says there's been a big uptick in use of online services during the pandemic, like e-books and virtual programming. Other libraries around the state are opening up their locations as well.
Trending this hour on the 7 o'clock report, live traders are returning to the floor of the New York Stock Exchange for the first time in weeks. Futures are up significantly, about 15 minutes ahead of the opening bell.
The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has announced 14 additional temples will reopen for limited services, including the Vernal, Utah Temple on June 1st.
And actress Betty White says she's okay. She's self-isolating to protect herself from COVID-19. She says she's in incredibly good health after turning 98 years old back in January.
Dave and Eugenovic.
The murder of a Utah woman who went on a Tinder date had me asking, is online dating normalizing risk for women? In other words, are we willing to take too many chances in search of love? Let's go in-depth today on Dave and Eugenovic.
KSL News Time 714. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the family of a murder victim says she was taken in a crime as senseless as it was evil. Layton police say Ashlyn Black was killed by a man who met her on Tinder. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, the Utah County Sheriff's Office says a Washington State man got stuck on a cliff at Mount Timpanogos last night. They got equipment to him so he could spend the night.
Third, keeping an eye on the roads for you this morning, sponsored by Mountain America's Visa Bonus on groceries and dining.
Well, the good news is anybody who has to be out and about this morning won't have any delays on I-15, the east or west side belt routes, and things looking pretty good on most of the city streets as well. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of sunshine up to 84 today. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
56 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. Sherry Preston, in about a half hour when you hear this sound. Floor trading will resume at the New York Stock Exchange with live traders there for the first time in 2 months. ABC's Aaron Katursky says things will look different than they did before.
Clumps of traders crowded around computer screens are no more. There are now plexiglass barriers on the stock exchange floor. There are fewer traders allowed on the floor, and the ones that are there must wear masks. They must also find a way to work that does not involve public transportation. And once there, the floor brokers must follow a new choreography that includes a temperature check and limits on where they can stand. The trading floor closed 2 months ago after several traders contracted coronavirus.
ABC's Aaron Katursky, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo will be ringing the opening bell. As cases of the coronavirus spike in places like Sao Paulo and Rio, a travel ban involving Brazil kicks in sooner than expected tonight instead of 2 days from now.
For everyone apart from Americans, already a very difficult country to kind of get in and out of. But yeah, no Brazilians are allowed to travel. And that's because of the, frankly, disastrous situation in the country.
ABC senior foreign correspondent Ian Pannell, Brazil now has the second highest number of COVID cases and deaths behind only the United States. The World Health Organization is warning that a speedy end to the pandemic isn't likely.
WHO epidemiologist Maria Van Kerkhove says viral experts fear a second peak wave of COVID.
Even countries that have seen a decline in cases must remain ready.
The WHO advising continued use of face masks and social distancing, saying a rush to return to normal could speed a second wave of COVID-19 cases.
You're listening to ABC News.
Let's go in depth on sports for a minute here. The NBA, its owners and players are still trying to work out a plan to resume games. ESPN NBA insider Brian Windhorst has the latest now on their negotiations.
No one's ever been in this kind of position before. You've got teams trying to negotiate and lobby the league. You've got the league negotiating with Disney World. You've got the league and the union trying to work together. You've got players who are overseas making plans about when they need to get back. Players who are here in different markets wondering if they're going to go to their home market. It's an all-out thing. But I'm going to tell you, the more people that I talk to, the more it sounds like this is not going to be a 30-team operation. They are not going to bring everybody back. It's going to be something less than that. What it's going to be? Check back next hour, check back the hour after that. That's what's being discussed.
Yeah, one of the big questions is whether to resume the regular season with all teams playing or just start the postseason with up to 16 teams.
What does look like a possibility is something with the 16 teams in playoff position plus. What does that plus mean? Does that plus mean a play-in tournament for the teams on the bubble? The problem is the bubble looks different in the West than it does in the East. Does it mean some sort of round robin? That's something that's been mentioned to me as a possibility where all the teams would play a round robin and then you'd advance sort of like you see in the Olympics. Or would this just be a flat cut to 16 teams? And if you didn't make it on your first 65 games, we apologize and wish you the best of luck. The other thing is, what happens to those 16 teams? One of the things that could be under discussion is, would they seed them 1 through 16? This is something Adam Silver has talked about for years but hasn't been able to get through because of travel. Well, now travel isn't an issue. So many different layers here, all with Friday being a bit of an end line as they try to take a bona fide plan to the owners.
That would be interesting if you did a 1 through 16 instead of having, you know, jockeying for position on both the Eastern Conference and the Western Conference. Jazz, I think, were in the fourth position, which is home court advantage in the first round of the playoffs if they start there. But who knows where it's going to be.
Explain why travel wouldn't be an issue.
Well, because they'd all be playing in one place.
Right.
They're talking about resuming on Disney property in some of those gymnasiums that they have back there in Orlando.
And that would make it such an interesting and different experience for the teams, for the fans. And it could be fanless, right, Tim?
Yeah, could be. Well, I think it will be.
Would be.
This is just to get, you know, a season finished and to have some TV time for NBA fans. The question is, what does it mean to the players if you're going to win one this year? With that huge asterisk after it for a world championship. Anyway, we'll keep an eye on it for you on the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
719, another look at Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Bonus on groceries and dining. And back over to you, Heather.
Amanda, we are still looking great right now across the Salt Lake Valley. You have a little bit of congestion on Bangor Highway heading north trying to get to the 201 freeway. And you might see some extra traffic on some of the other city streets like State Street, but your freeways are free and clear. You'll be smooth sailing northbound I-15 into downtown Salt Lake, as well as the West Belt and 201 freeway. Eric?
A couple of city street locations in Utah County seeing some more volume, 800 North and State Street in Orem for northbounders and southbounders on State, and a little bit on Redwood Road for northbounders just past 2100 North in Lehigh. I-15 in Utah County continues to look good. Jared?
Right now, Eric, you're going to see good speeds up here in the Ogden stretch of I-15. No delays on I-84. Now, Highway 89 there on the east side of Layton, a little bit of volume building as you're approaching the Farmington stretch, but overall, a phenomenal commute. At University of Utah Health, they take care of Utah like Utah takes care of each other. There's only one you. Be treated that way. Learn more at uofuhealth.org. I'm Jared Auger in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the Nimes. Grant is back in the Weather Center with a look at your 7-day forecast.
I'm going to say hello to the 90s and a heat wave coming our way by Thursday. Today, well, warming up, 84 will be the high, and lots of sunshine, sunny 86 tomorrow. And then we climb up there, 91 will be the high on Thursday, mostly sunny skies. 96 Friday, mostly sunny, hot on Saturday up to 97. 95 Sunday, mostly sunny, and more summer weather for Monday, 94, mostly sunny. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, 56 downtown.
And you've been listening to the 7 o'clock report brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air. AnyHourServices.com. KSL News Time is 7:21.
It's time for the Dave and Dujanovic preview, and Debbie joins us to talk about the case of a Layton woman who was killed after a meeting. She met the date on Tinder, Debbie, and you're saying that this is an opportunity for parents to talk to their daughters.
It is, because if parents don't recognize this already, online dating has normalized risks for women. And what I mean by that is chances that we weren't willing to take many years ago by going on a blind date alone. Online dating has opened up those doors because we feel like we know the person. And then they can post anything they want about themselves. But women are more vulnerable, I believe, than men online because of this. We become emotionally connected to somebody who pays attention to us. And so online dating has normalized risk, and we cannot ignore that anymore. And we have absolutely got to have conversations, not only with our daughters, but with our friends who are online dating, and make sure we're taking all the necessary precautions to keep ourselves as safe as possible, to minimize the risk. Mm-hmm. We'll never be able to, sadly, eliminate the risk.
Yeah, it used to be if you were going to go on a blind date, it was usually a friend who knew somebody or a family member who knew somebody.
And there are things you can do to minimize the risk. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll be looking forward to the conversation coming up with Dave and Dujanovic this morning at 9 o'clock, Monday through Thursday, here on KSL News Radio. Coming up, Sean Michael Lyle and your money news on KSL.
This is Derek Miller speaking on business. Few people know the restaurant business like Bob Nilsson, managing partner of Nilsson Ventures. From Pizza Hut, Burger King, and Taco Bell, to Cafe Rio, Kentucky Fried Chicken, and now Sidecar Donuts. Bob's built an empire and has good advice concerning how cafes and customers can stay safe to stay open.
The Stay Safe to Stay Open campaign is all about looking out for each other. It's what makes a restaurant great in the first place. Managers and employees who emphasize safety and thoughtful service. Stay Safe to Stay Open means practicing good hygiene for staff and customers alike. It means regularly sterilizing high-touch surfaces, wearing masks and protective gloves, practicing social distancing, taking temperatures of employees when they arrive for their shifts, and never forcing an employee to come in sick. Customers need to consider the safety of the staff as well as other customers. If you're ill, don't go out. Unless you're able to social distance, please make sure to wear a mask. If you're in a high-risk group, please use curbside pickup or have your food delivered.
By taking care of each other, we can reactivate the economy, enjoy Utah's fine restaurants, and return to what I believe will be a better normal. To do that, however, we all need to stay safe to stay open. I'm Derek Miller with the Salt Lake Chamber, and this is Speaking on Business.
Need to lose weight? You're going to love this. Skinny Utah is offering something they've never done before. For the entire month of May, Skinny Utah is offering 50% off all of their programs. Feel better, get healthy, and lose 20 pounds in the first 40 days with Skinny Utah. Everything is 100% natural. No drugs or hormones, and no prepackaged meals to buy. Skinny Utah is following all PPE practices by wearing masks and disinfecting after every visit. You can choose either an in-person consultation or a video call. The quarantine has not only taken everyone out of their routines, it's probably added a few pounds. Lose that quarantine cushion and get back on a healthy track. Visit SkinnyUtah.com and learn how to save 50% off all Skinny Utah programs for the month of May. Look your best. Feel your best. Visit SkinnyUtah.com. You have nothing to lose but the weight. That's SkinnyUtah.com. SkinnyUtah.com.
New York City's shutdown is causing a new problem. Details from Sean Michael Lyle at the KSL National News Desk, brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
That's right, Tim. Across the world, wildlife is coming into cities all but abandoned during coronavirus lockdowns. New York City is no different. And Mayor Bill de Blasio says,
as New Yorkers, unfortunately, we know way too much about rats, and we are certainly not going to ever let it get to be a worse situation. We're going to fight it back.
But the city is now overrun with rats, desperately searching for something to eat since so much less trash is being generated. Experts say rats are becoming much more aggressive, even turning to cannibalism. What may scare New Yorkers the most is there aren't more rats. It's just that they're coming out where they can be seen while they search for food. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
And if you saw pictures of some of these rats, you'd be hesitant, I think, to walk the streets late at night. As Sean said earlier, you can saddle some of these bad boys.
Oh, my goodness. Watching Utah's Money brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bang. There is a silver lining to the small crowds at the Salt Lake Airport. Construction crews have been able to ramp up their work on the new terminal and tear down parts of the older buildings. That means the work should now be done 2 years ahead of schedule and save $300 million.
Let's take a look at your money at this moment. See how the markets are doing ahead of the opening bell. Not bad, actually. We're up 603 points now, 25,027 on the Dow. That's 2.5%. The S&P is up 64. The NASDAQ is up 153 this hour.
Coming up, we will check your Tuesday. I know it feels like a Monday, but it is a Tuesday. Tuesday morning commute, that's just ahead on KSL News Radio.
As we prepare and start to head back to work, isn't it important that your money do the same? I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth. While many financial advisors were taking a back seat, we've been working hard, taking care of our existing clients and learning all the new rules put into place. Both the SECURE Act and CARES Act were recently enacted legislation that will directly impact you and your retirement. Our fiduciary advisors are very familiar with both acts and would be honored to help you navigate them. We have cleaning policies in place, masks and hand sanitizer available for all appointments, or we can complete the entire process remotely if you're staying in. This has been challenging for everyone, but Trajan Wealth was ready. And we're now ready to help you move forward in a financially responsible manner. So call us today, 801-899-7600. 801-899-7600.
Investment advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. Learn more at TrajanWealth.com.
KSL, honoring the class of 2020.
Now is the time to put aside our differences and bond together to rise to the occasion.
TMU's class of 2020 tried to be one thing, inclusive, like to a new level of being inclusive.
We are learning, fighting, and growing, and we are prepared to move forward.
Remember, Chargers, When we stand together, we are stronger.
Help us send off our 2020 graduates all this month on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
729 is Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Bonus on groceries and dining. We had some real early problems on the roads this morning, but Heather, I think it's calmed down since then.
Yeah, definitely. It's very strange that when you have like 10 cars on the roadway, you get a few crashes. And now we have quite a few more vehicles traveling, and so far we're problem-free for the last hour and a half or so. Northbound I-15, about 20 minutes from the point of the mountain into downtown Salt Lake. You have just a little bit of congestion on SR-36 coming out of Stansbury Park up to I-80. Eric?
Rolling along fine. Northbounders on the 215 East Belt heading up to Foothill Drive. Foothill also in good shape. Down south, got one northbound crash on I-15 in Nephi, but from that point all the way up through Payson, Orem, American Fork to Point of the Mountain, no trouble on the freeway. Jared?
Right now, we're looking at good speeds on I-15 between Ogden and downtown Salt Lake City. No delays on Highway 89. I-84 in great shape, and Legacy also moving along at the full clip. Cypress Credit Union's offering a home equity line of credit at an introductory rate of 1.99% APR for the first 6 months. Visit cypresscu.com. I'm Jared Auger in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And let's find out how warm it gets today and check the forecast. Back over to you, Grant.
Well, we got a day with lots of sunshine and a big heat wave is coming away. Not too bad today, though. 84 and mostly sunny. And tomorrow, 86 and lots of sun. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 7:30.
It's 56 degrees.
No accidents or delays. I'm Heather Kelly.
We are following a developing story this half hour on Utah's Morning News. Utah County rescuers are taking a break after at least four emergency calls over the last 24 hours.
One hiker was pulled out overnight. KSL News Radio's Dan Balmes has the very latest.
Utah County search and rescue teams used a helicopter hoist to lift out a hiker stranded at the 9,000-foot level on Mount Timpanogos. Sheriff Sergeant Spencer Cannon says it was a difficult rescue, carefully planned and flawlessly executed. Yesterday, there were two incidents at about the same time near Stewart Falls. A 9-year-old boy and a 19-year-old woman slipped over the edge of the falls and fell about 40 feet. Woman was injured. The boy hurt badly enough to be flown to the hospital. And a 40-year-old hiker there needed help after she tripped and broke her leg. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
Layton police have released the name of a woman who they say was killed by a man over the weekend after she met him on the Tinder dating app. As the investigation continues, a woman who's known the suspect for several years is expressing her condolences for the victim and her family. We get the details from KSL TV's Ashley Moser.
Autumn Daly actually worked with the alleged killer back in 2009. They were friendly. They never dated. But she says it wasn't until last year that he started bombarding her with text messages trying to meet up. She was trying to be nice and let him know that she wasn't interested. The most recent text was actually last week. She says she never felt that she was in danger or that he was aggressive, but that he was very persistent.
Daly tells KSL when she heard about the murder, she was shocked and says it could have been her.
The coronavirus, your money, and security. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
For the first time in several weeks, Utahns are returning to the mall.
It's been forever. I've been dying to go to the mall. It's been since, like, February.
But there are some changes for those businesses that are reopening. Lines are in place to encourage social distancing, and some stores are not allowing customers to try on clothing. Others are quarantining any clothing that is tried on but not purchased, putting it in a closet for a couple of days before bringing it back to the sales floor.
U of U students should be back on campus in the fall. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Tim, a spokesman for the U of U, says they will have smaller classes to ensure that safe distancing and on-campus living spaces could have extra cleaning of the common areas. Testing and contact tracing will be in place to monitor the virus. And all students will be expected to do regular hand washing and such. Meanwhile, Utah State University also says they will have in-person classes, though some may just be partially in-person. No crowded lecture halls, for example. The Utah System of Higher Education should announce their system wide strategy soon, and BYU has said they'll make an announcement in July. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
New York State's death toll rate declines very slowly. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Amanda, the epicenter for the pandemic announced fewer than 100 deaths for only the second time yesterday. New York Governor Cuomo reported 96 deaths Monday.
We honor them by growing stronger together.
21 of the deaths were in nursing homes. More regions of New York State begin reopening the process today and the rest of the week. Travel to the U.S. from Brazil is banned as of tonight as coronavirus spreads there. ABC's Ian Pannell.
Some hospitals and morgues are now at capacity. Even mass graves have been dug for the growing ranks of the dead.
The season for Brazilian tourism is coming to the U.S. That's just now beginning. Florida is a favorite destination of theirs. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. California is allowing churches to reopen, but with no more than 100 people in attendance. Governor Newsom.
We look forward to churches reopening in a safe in a responsible manner.
At least 1,200 pastors in that state vowed to resume services this coming Sunday with or without permission. And the Justice Department calling on Nevada to allow churches to resume service, saying continued restrictions appear to violate the Constitution. The DOJ notes Nevada is allowing casinos to resume some operations with restrictions, and not allowing churches to do the same would be problematic. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Coming up on KSL, a pandemic-appropriate graduation ceremony is taking place today in Magna.
And KSL Triple Team Traffic.
And it looks like we had a small fender bender southbound I-15 near Beck Street in North Salt Lake, but they just pulled away. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 7:35.
Get updates and join the conversation.
Escorting people out, is that the right move?
No shoes, no shirt, no mask, no service. Places of business have every right to do this.
Be connected to Dave and Demi each day 9 to 11 on KSL News Radio.
As a business owner, providing workers' compensation insurance to protect your employees is a major expense. Let the experts at Golden West Insurance Services take away the confusion and find you ways to save. We'll independently shop your policy with all the major providers, such as Workers' Compensation Fund, Copperpoint, AmTrust, The Hartford, Liberty Mutual, Nationwide, and many more, to significantly lower the cost of your workers' compensation coverage. Your local Golden West insurance experts will work alongside you to help your business work safely and efficiently, offering OSHA compliance reviews, help with HR policies and procedures, employee training, customized safety manuals, and return to work programs. And we can write policies for any Utah business, no matter what size or industry. Get your insurance at credit union rates. For a free quote on workers' compensation insurance or any of our commercial insurance coverages, visit gwcu.org. Golden West Insurance Services.
We'll take care of you.
Utah is my first home, but my heart I just gave to Korea. I was the first person in the United States to receive a hepatitis C positive liver transplant without having hepatitis C before. I received a diseased liver, and after the transplant, they cured my new liver.
A. Scott Anderson, Intermountain Healthcare Chair Emeritus.
Helping people like Lorenzo requires harnessing advanced technologies or even developing them. The end results are thousands and thousands of Utahns living healthier lives.
People who have this liver condition, we're not sick enough to get a transplant early enough. So when they said, hey, we got a thing we haven't ever done before, but you'll get a liver really quick if this happens. Sign me up. Let's do this. It went flawlessly. And because of that, I'm living the life I want to live.
Watch Lorenzo's story or become a living organ donor by visiting our website, intermountain.health.
Helping people live the healthiest life possible. Intermountain Healthcare, healing for life.
Let's take a look at the money news right off the bat here. Just a few minutes into the opening bell on Wall Street, this rally actually started in Japan when Shinzo Abe lifted the coronavirus state of emergency there. Look what's happening now on the Dow. It's up 545 points. That's 2.2%. Above the 25,000 mark, the S&P is up 57 and the NASDAQ is up 146. We'll have more when we check money news coming up at 7:55.
Working from home may be the new normal for many Americans, even after the pandemic.
More businesses may be reopening across the nation, but many employees may not be going back to work.
We have proven across a broad swath of industry that we can work from home in many cases, and that output really isn't damaged by that.
Bankrate Chief Financial Analyst Mark Hamrick.
We have the technological capability to do that in many, if not most, cases, and I think many of those changes are going to stick.
Tech giants like Google and Facebook have already said that many of their employees will continue to work remotely even after the threat has passed. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Honoring the class of 2020.
A marathon live graduation ceremony happening today in Magna. Cypress High School graduation chair Shanae Henson says it involved doing a little math.
8-hour period, and we had two stages. That's really 16 hours. And if we had all of the graduates sign up, we would need every 2 minutes.
Wow. Starting at 11 today at the high school's two campuses, graduating seniors will walk across the stage by themselves with their parents watching and filming. Each graduate has been budgeted 2 minutes. Henson says around 300 seniors will make that walk.
That's a big class.
That's a long day is what that
wow.
is.
7:39, let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Bonus on groceries and dining. And back over to you, Heather.
We haven't had too many problems in the Salt Lake Valley all morning long. And right now, if you're on a freeway, you're going to be at speed, whether you're northbound I-15 getting into downtown Salt Lake, on I-80 coming out of Tooele County toward the airport, or the 201 freeway. Eric?
I-15 Utah County rolling along without any major problems this morning, as you've got normal travel times, 24 minutes from Spanish Fork to Point of the Mountain. Major feeders getting over there, no trouble as well. Starting to see a few more cars on Pioneer Crossing if you're heading out of Saratoga Springs, right at Saratoga Road. Jared?
Very typical morning commute here. We're going to see wide open freeways from Ogden all the way down through Farmington on into downtown Salt Lake. A little bit of volume on Highway 9 there on the east bench of Layton. And then Legacy Freeway also wide open as you make your way off of I-215. Now get immediate installation on in-stock products during Ogden's flooring and design truckload sale. For a free virtual or in-home consultation, or to find the nearest location, visit ogdensflooring.com. I'm Jared Auger in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman is back with a look at the allergy report this morning, brought to you by Superior Water and Air. We got this.
Well, it's going to be warming up today into the middle 80 range. We got a heat wave coming our way here in the next couple of days, though. And as far as pollen numbers go, the oak trees were still high. The grass pollen still on the higher side of things as well. I'm Grant Wayman of the KSL Weather Center.
And holding on with a lot of clouds in the last half hour to 56 degrees.
Speaking of graduations, we continue to honor the class of 2020 to hear from some of their graduation speeches. And the young woman who shares her thoughts with us coming up in a moment had to overcome some serious challenges just to make it to the graduation ceremony. Stay tuned to hear what she has to say coming up next on KSL News Radio.
That's next at 102.7 FM at 1160 AM. Thanks for starting your morning with Tim and Amanda on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Bing, this is bing. Jeff Stout with Fink & McGregor Mortgages Made Simple. At Fink & McGregor, we do mortgages full-time. That's all we do. We don't sell other goods or services to our customers. We don't share information. We just do mortgages for those who need them. This is not true of banks or credit unions. Banks and credit unions are necessary in this day and age, but not for your mortgage. When you specialize in something, you just do it better. That's why we keep our focus in one place. If you feel like your bank is taking too long, if you feel like they are charging too much, if you feel like they are giving you the runaround, or if you feel like you just don't matter to them, I invite you to try us. You'll be glad you did. Fink & McGregor, Mortgages Made Simple, 801-264-9494. That's 264-9494. Or on the web at finkmcgregor.com. That's finkmcgregor.com.
Hi, guys. It's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with ED? Well, I have great news. We can now fix the problem without any medication, injections, or surgery. Our advanced form of wave therapy is clinically proven to regrow blood vessels and restore spontaneity in the bedroom. We can do so quickly, affordably, and with zero side effects.
Hi, my name is Rich, and I'm an actual patient. I recently overcame my skepticism and started treatments last week. I was astonished to see instant results. These treatments work, and the increase in blood flow was immediate. My only regret is not starting sooner.
If you're struggling with ED and want a long-lasting fix, call in the next 2 minutes and we'll give you the medical assessment and ultrasound totally free. We'll also give you a special gift that produces instant results to improve your intimacy. That's a $400 value, totally free. Put a stop to your ED. Call 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Call Wasatch Medical right now to claim that offer. 801-901-8000.
If you're like the thousands of people that take advantage of May to replace your heating and cooling system, then this message is for you. Hi, I'm Matt with Hero Heating and Air, and May is the most popular month for replacing inefficient heating and cooling systems because of milder temperatures and end of winter rebates. So, if you have even contemplated replacing your old AC system, act now and take advantage of instant dealer rebates of $1,750, plus 60-month zero-interest financing with no money down, and 10-year parts and labor warranties. You have to call us today at 801-895-2010. Let me say this again. May's milder temperatures make it the best month to replace your old inefficient heating and cooling system because you get $1,750 in instant dealer rebates, you get 60 months zero interest financing with no money down, and 10-year parts and labor warranty. Yeah, you gotta call Hero Heating and Air today at 801-895-2010. 801-895-2010. Or online at gowithhero.com.
Replacing your old inefficient heating and cooling system? Visit gowithhero.com, Hero Heating and Air.
Dave and Jennifer.
The murder of a Utah woman who went on a Tinder date had me asking, is online dating normalizing risk for women? In other words, are we willing to take too many chances in search of love? Let's go in-depth today on Dave and Dujanovic.
Thanks so much for letting us know you're out there this morning and every morning by reaching out on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line at 57500. KSL News Time, 7:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First, an 18-year-old Washington State man has been rescued from Mount Timpanogos. Utah County rescuers say they were able to get a chopper to him around midnight.
Second, police say the suspect in a weekend murder met his victim on the dating app Tinder. 24-year-old Ethan Hunsaker was arrested early Sunday morning on suspicion he murdered Ashlyn Black.
Third, a quick look at traffic brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Bonus on groceries and dining.
And construction on I-80 westbound has you down to one left-hand lane right around Lake Point. Everyone still moving at freeway speeds, though, so there's not a lot of traffic. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of sunshine up to 84 today. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 56 downtown.
KSL is honoring the class of 2020.
Class of 2020.
And the graduating class of Diamond Ridge High School.
We're honoring the class of 2020 with speeches from high school graduates.
And now we hear from Natalie Sala.
My high school years have seemed to have been quite the roller coaster, as I'm sure it has been for many of us. My freshman year was definitely the easiest. I didn't let my social life get in the way of school, given the fact that we moved to somewhere new. I was living with my aunt and her kids, which now I know had part of my depression. My sophomore year, we moved back up to Kearns and back in with my mom. The beginning of that year was good. I had more friends, I was getting better mentally. Then, like a cliche, I let a boy ruin it. And eventually I started to hang around the wrong people, which led me to the beginning of my junior year. I'd like to say I attended some of my classes, but I didn't. I was failing all of them, and I didn't know what half of my teachers looked like, let alone their names. I had also fallen back into my depression and let it control most of my decisions. I was fighting with my family and just making terrible decisions altogether, which you know sounds perfectly normal for any teenager, but it wasn't good for us as a family. My mom kicked me out, so I moved in with my older sister and her husband. The first thing we did was get me enrolled into Diamond Ridge High School, set some rules about my attendance and what my grades would look like, then got me into therapy because my coping skills weren't exactly ideal or healthy. Now that I've gotten used to the environment and I've adjusted to how things are, my grades are the best they've ever been. I've made up all my missing credits. I'm doing great in therapy. I don't have those type of friends anymore, and my environment is as structured as it could be given the times. I had to work really hard to make up for all of the school I had missed and to rebuild my mental health. As much as I'd like to say I'm a new person, I'm not. I'm a better person for the most part. And I hope that's how all of you view yourselves based on the decisions you've made to get you here. I'm proud of not only myself, but all of us, especially those from Diamond Ridge High School. We've all had our own share of hard times, where we believed we wouldn't be here graduating. A year ago, graduating sounded impossible, let alone at the top of my class. But here we are, even with all of the people who doubted and were disappointed, we did that. And all of us should be proud of it, no matter how we did it, because we did it. So here's a huge thank you to all of the staff in my school and my family who helped me and encouraged me to get my work done and push through the hard times to get me here. Congrats to the entire class of 2020. We made it through the high school roller coaster.
Bravo to that young woman, to her sister, to her teachers and counselors. I think it's an accomplishment for every student, but particularly for a student who had just given up. I mean, it sounded like she had just given up, blown off all of her classes, blown off everything, and was dealing with depression, and she came back from that.
We know from looking at the statistics that there are, and her name, by the way, is Natalie Sala. And we celebrate your graduation today, Natalie. But we know statistically that there are more Natalies out there than there are valedictorians who usually get to make these speeches in their gymnasium. And to have the bravery to, and really the fortitude to get forward and announce this, not just to a gym full of people, but, you know, over the airwaves of KSL, we salute her today.
Oh, yeah.
For her strength. And you know, these things aren't always a straight line to your destination. Sometimes there's some curves and some U-turns and some, you know, forks in the road, and she made it all the way. So congratulations this morning. Seniors, by the way, will offer their graduation speeches on KSL News Radio every day this week. You can hear speeches you missed and more at kslnewsradio.com.
KSL's Honoring the Class of 2020 is brought to you by Chick-fil-A Utah, proudly sponsoring the graduating class of 2020.
All right, it's Triple Team Traffic back again at 7:49, brought to you by Mount America's Visa Bonus on groceries and dining. And for that, we get started with Heather Kelly.
We're still looking great right now, most of the roadways. At 5600 West right now, a little bit of congestion, heading north, trying to get onto the 201 freeway. But once you're on the 201, whether you're going east or westbound, there's no delays for you. Same story on northbound I-15 coming off the point of the mountain. You're going to be at speed all the way into downtown Salt Lake. Eric?
Getting a little bit busy on the city streets in Provo, 300 South, University Avenue, Center Street, that whole area. And a little bit on University Parkway, too, in Orme at the south end of Utah Valley University. I-15 continues to look good in Utah County. Normal travel times from Santaquin all the way to Point of the Mountain. Jared?
No problems up here, Davis and Weber County. No accidents getting in your way. Maybe a couple left lane loafers, but we're going to have those construction zones where you got to break down the speed as you go from Layton all the way to the Sunset area. The lane splits. Just be a little more cautious in there. They can sneak up on folks. But I-84, great shape, and no problems over on Legacy. Waterford Upstart will get your child ready for school. This early education program is done online at home and available to all Utah 4-year-olds at no cost. Register at waterfordupstart.org. I'm Jared Auger in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And let's look ahead to that 7-day forecast. How hot is it going to get? Are you there, Grant?
I am. I am back in the studio. Good to talk to you, Amanda.
Good to talk to you.
It's been a while. Good to see Tim, too. Well, I tell you what, we're talking about like a heat wave here, guys, in the next few for late May, certainly. So today, 84. We do have these clouds going by. All in all, mostly sunny, mix of sun and clouds today, 84. Tomorrow, 86 in sunshine, and then we really crank the heat up here. Thursday, we're looking at a high of 91, mostly sunny, no storm in sight. Friday, 96 degrees here in Salt Lake City. Very, very hot, lots of sun. And even hotter, Saturday, up to 97. That could be a record if we get there. Yeah, that's super hot for late May. And mostly sunny, again, 95 Sunday, still hot, and still hot Monday, 94.
So these clouds will burn off this morning, I'm going
to
guess.
Yeah, kind of like a Southern California low cloud burning off to sunshine.
Yeah,
that'll be the deal today, Tim. And then that excessive heat by Friday.
All right. We're glad Mama kicked you out of the house so we could see you again.
Right, I'm back.
Right now it's 56 downtown.
Do you have dry, uncomfortable eyes? If so, you're not alone. Dry eye disease is a very real medical condition that affects nearly 60 million Americans. In Ogden, Dr. Jackson Lever is working to find better treatments for dry eye syndrome. If you have dry, uncomfortable eyes, you could participate in an upcoming eye drop study.
The study involves 5 office visits over the course of 9 weeks, and you may be compensated up to $600 for your time. To find out if you qualify, call 385-381-2652 or visit myeyestudy.com. You can learn more about your dry eye condition and receive one-on-one eye exams from top ophthalmologists at no cost. If you qualify for this dry eye study, you may be compensated up to $600 for your time. Learn more today by calling 385-381-2652. Or visit myeyestudy.com. That's 385-381-2652. Or myeyestudy.com.
Well, spring is here, and now's the perfect time to get started on a healthy, green, weed-free lawn. Before you do anything else, call Stewart's, Utah's number one local lawn care company. Stewart's lawn experts know exactly what needs to be done, and they'll do it all, so you don't have to. Dandelions, weak turf, and lawn grubs are no match for Stewart's. Keep your lawn looking healthy and green this entire spring, summer, and even into fall. Make that call to Stewart's. You and your family can get out into the yard and start loving your beautiful lawn instead of working on it. With Stewart's, a green lawn is guaranteed. If you see weeds or something doesn't look right, call or text Stewart's. They'll be there before you know it. Enjoy the simple things right under your feet with the people you love. Beautiful lawn and weeds gone with stewartslawn.com. Call or visit stewartslawn.com, sign up for service this season, and get one treatment free.
Green lawn, weeds gone, stewartslawn.com.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. Utahns who need insulin will get a break on their cost a lot sooner than expected. A program to cap the cost of insulin will now start June 1st instead of the original start date in January.
That's good news. KSL Drives, Hertz filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy over the weekend. I saw that over the weekend, and I just thought, that's this company that was started like in the 1930s?
Mm-hmm.
Filed for bankruptcy. The company has been selling off-fleet vehicles to try and stay afloat as it restructures.
Also giving swinging deals for rentals. One of our texters told us they rented a full-size Infiniti SUV a couple of weeks ago. 3 days, $67 total.
Wow.
For 3 days. Meat packaging companies are offering new perks to recruit more employees. Not only have some plants had coronavirus outbreaks, but the plants often rely on immigrants, and immigration is currently restricted.
The markets are way up in the first 25 minutes of trading. The Dow is up 608. That's 2.5%. We're over 25,000, 25,073 right now. The S&P is up 56. That's 1.9%. The NASDAQ is up 127. That's 1.4%.
Yeah, and that S&P is above the 3,000 mark for the first time in a while, too. It is time for a special morning broadcast of Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News. Hear more Jeff's Minutes this afternoon from 3 to 6. They're brought to you by Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com.
We use the term all the time, but where'd Wi-Fi come from? Not the internet itself. I mean the word, Wi-Fi. You know, excuse me, what's the Wi-Fi password? Oh, man, the Wi-Fi sucks on this flight. You ever stop to think what it means, where'd the word Wi-Fi come from? One of the founding members of the alliance that sets Wi-Fi standards spilled the beans to Boing Boing, the tech website. Originally, wireless internet was called IEEE-802.11 Direct Sequence. The industry realized they needed a sexier name big time. So, the Wireless Ethernet Compatibility Alliance hired a branding company that came up with a word that sounds like hi-fi. See, back in the 1960s, a hi-fi was the term for a good living room sound system. Some older folks who now have bad hearing, remember this. Hey, check out my new hi-fi. Just got it. Listen. And you'd turn up the sound and rattle the walls. It meant high fidelity. So the wireless industry chose the Okay. So the wireless industry chose the name Wi-Fi, which sounds like hi-fi, but doesn't stand for anything. Some of the nerds on the committee were worried, we can't have a word that doesn't mean anything. So the branding company added the meaningless slogan, the standard for wireless fidelity. Folks, wireless fidelity isn't even a thing. They dropped that slogan after a year, but the word Wi-Fi stuck. A made-up word that doesn't mean a thing.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
I'm Tino from 12220, and my community, a lot of families don't encourage higher education.
I'm Guy in zip code 40220. I like my neighborhood okay, but sometimes it's hard to make friends here.
The Y Achievers program opened my eyes to future possibilities and helped me prep for college.
At the Y camp, it's really a safe place. All of the people there are really accepting and nice.
At the Y, my zip code doesn't define my future.
I do.
Support your local Y at ymca.net/forabetterus.
An historic vote for governor takes place in a little more than a month. Utah's next executive will make critical decisions about business, about schools, about people's rights. This week, we begin coverage of Your Voice, Your Vote 2020 on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
KSL News Time now is 7:59. Let's check Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Bonus on groceries and dining. Heather?
We still haven't had any problems throughout the Salt Lake Valley for the most part. Couple of fender benders very early on this morning. They were cleared up very quickly. Right now, the biggest issue is a bit of congestion on 5600 West heading north to the 201 freeway. Eric?
No problems getting out to Park City on I-80. Dry roads for eastbounders as well as westbounders. I-15, Utah County, no problems northbound or southbound. No accidents reported. Jared?
No problems on I-15 as you travel through the Ogden stretch of I-15. You're going to see a little bit of traffic volume on Highway 89 as you go through South Ogden. Other than that, everything is wide open and good to go. At University of Utah Health, they take care of Utah like Utah takes care of each other. There's only one you. Be treated that way. Learn more at uofuhealth.org. I'm Jared Auger in the KSL Traffic Center.
We'll tell you more about this crazy 7-day forecast coming up in just a few minutes. But for today, these clouds are going to burn off. We'll get more sunshine, and we'll be pretty close to seasonal norms at 84 degrees with no chance of precipitation. Getting started with a little sunshine through those clouds and 56 degrees this hour.
This is your daily resource for critical breaking news, weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app. Brought to you by NA Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. We are KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.